5. A broken sword. As Fasago's pallbearers wind up the track towards the portal, Corswain joins Adafel on an outcrop of rock. The drop beneath is sheer, a natural pass that was left unaltered by geoengineering because it was well suited for defence. Ash snow billows around them and settles on the dead below, the jumbled corpses of the astro-telepathic choir that once sang in the mountain. Their bodies have been prized from the mangled chantry tiers of the Grand Chamber and cast aside without ceremony. They are tumbled across the slopes, like the scree and wreckage of some human avalanche. Corswain sees the look on Adafel's face.
"You heard?"
he asks.
"It is my duty to hear, and know," says Adafel. "And advise? Why else would I need to hear and know? So, advise me, Chapter Master. Am I slipping the leashes too much on the warp seers?"
"Far too much," says Adafel.
"Their employment is governed by the most strict—"
"I know, old friend, but—"
Adafel raises a hand gently to halt Corswain's reply.
"I had not yet reached my advice, Your Grace," he says. "That was your request, was it not?"
Corswain nods.
"You place too much trust in them," says the Chapter Master softly. "Or perhaps more correctly, too much hope. Part of me wishes, against decency, that they have more of the seer craft in them than is seemly, and will startle us by performing the deed you desire. And the other part, well, it longs to be confounded. It hopes they will fail, and prove our suspicions of all immaterial dabblers false and defamatory. But what matters now is, well, all things, a greater contest, perhaps the greatest of all. There is a beast to hunt and slay, the most infamous of all, and to stand a chance, we must be pragmatic. At the door of death, we must fight by any means, or there will be no first to have integrity. In Alderuk, in ancient days, there was a proverb: a broken sword is better than none at all. Those four Caliban-born sons may be our broken sword. Not the most sporting or gallant weapon, but all that we have to hand. So, there is my advice."
"And it accords with my instinct," Corswain replies. "But you will watch them?"
"Hell's blood, of course, like a hawk. Which is why I hear and know. And one hint of baneful idolatry, I will snap their spines myself."
"And mine for permitting it."
Adafel turns his craggy face. He sees Corswain's rueful smile.
"In a heartbeat," he says.
"Good,"
says Corswain. "If all is lost, then the honour of our legion will pass from this world unblemished. I think we will all be cleansed by valour for then," says Adafel.
He unclamps the sensorium from his left fambrace, then hands it to the seneschal. Corswain studies the display. The data it presents is incomplete and scabbed with interference, but enough is comprehensible.
"An army,"
Adafel nods.
"An army of considerable magnitude. It is, if we can trust the read, 3 days out at least. But it is advancing rapidly and without doubt moving towards us. We are the only possible target."
"A traitor army?"
"Yes. They issue no code signal or cipher. But what else could it be? A formation drawn off from the siege force to prosecute us. There is chatter too on the Vox. I have teased it out and isolated it. Heathen bile, incomprehensible. But a voice we know."
"It's him."
"I'd wager my life it's him."
"Then I command you make us ready for combat, Chapter Master," says Corswain.